Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So here's the deal. So I graduate college, and my first job is managing a deli in the airport.
So what did you take in college?
Right. See that point. So political science. My mom banged on me when I was complaining that I couldn't find a job. And she was like, you dummy, you shouldn't have took political science. And I was like, great. Why I hated school my whole life. Here you go. So I'm managing this deli. So it was two spots. It was a deli and then it was also a restaurant.
All right.
And the manager, oh my, I hated him and he hated me. Right. So he's always taking digs at me constantly. And he's, you know, like a Southern, you know, Baptist type of guy and is always talking to me about church. And I'm like, dude, what is up with this guy in church? And he's like, you know, you're a sinner and, you know, you go to those places where the naked women are and da 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 and saying, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, you need to calm down.
But wait, was he right?
Of course he was.
Okay.
Of course he was. And so I'm like, you know, look, I'm an upstanding citizen. I graduated from college. You know, I'm working a job, plan on paying my taxes, the whole thing, right? So this guy's like constantly digging at me. So he tells me, I'm going to leave you this book. So look for it in the safe. I'm like, a book? I'm like, what are you? So he leaves me a religious book. And so, as you guys know, super red line he crossed. So I call my dad and I'm like, look, man, the manager's totally messing with me. And he leaves me this book, and he's like, what's the book on? Like, religion. He's like, he left you a religious book, like a Bible? And I'm like, no. Something like, I think he's trying to convert me. But Ted's like, take the book and make sure you photocopy and document everything that you got that's going on in that place. And that's it. He hangs up. I'm like, okay, great. So the other, like, I guess the supervisor, he was a dummy, like a big dummy, right? So he's constantly leaving his keys, and he's always shorting the safe. I mean, like, constantly shorting the safe. And so, you know, we had this log where you had to write what the daily transaction was, and it was signed off by the big a-hole. So I'm like looking, and there's a stack of these things. I'm like, man, let's photocopy these, right? Photocopy everything. Boom. I got that. Take that home. And the big dummy leaves his keys for like the fourth time. So back then, before 9/11, you know, people were selling stuff in the airports, right? So these buddies of mine, they had like these, you know, these CDs and tapes that they would sell in the airports. Like, yeah, they would let you at Hartsfield, you could just come in and just sell stuff, right? So I hit him up and I'm like, look, man, this guy keeps leaving his keys. So here's the deal. If he leaves his keys again, I'm going to give you, they're like, you don't have to say anything else. We already know. And I was like, really? They were like, we got you. So dummy leaves his keys again. Scoop the keys. So now I've got to hand these guys the keys before my shift's over and then get out of there. I do that, wake up in the morning you're going to need to come into headquarters and you're going to need to answer some questions.
Uh-oh.
Like, questions about what? And like, we've been robbed. Oh, my good God, robbed? How? Like, robbed?
Good God, man. Like, say it is not so.
Say it is so. Like, yeah, they're like, yeah, we got robbed. So I come back to work, and everybody's looking at me like, dude, you robbed the place. And I was like, what do you mean I robbed? How did I rob?
Why did everybody just assume it was you, other than them being correct?
Because it's the manager. This guy just totally painted me as the bad guy. And I was like, I'm not even the bad guy. Right. So I'm like, yeah, this is terrible. So, boom. So they cleaned. And then I told them, I was like, look, just take the big bills. They cleaned it out. Everything. Quarters, nickels. They took everything out of there, right? So here we go, man. So I'm like, great. So I go in, and they're like, you're going to need to take a polygraph. And I'm like, a lie detector? Like, yo, I got to call my attorney. But I didn't say that out loud. And I was like, well, all right. So when do you want me to do this? And they're like, tomorrow. So I call my dad, and I'm like, Dad, this happened. I didn't tell him the whole story, right?
Of course.
So he's like, yeah. So he's like, well, you better go in and talk to management and let them know what's going on with these people. So I was like, okay. So the next morning, when I'm supposed to go in to go do this polygraph, I go to the big manager, the GM of the whole company. And I'm like, look, I got something to tell you. She's like, what's up? I pulled these documents out of the safe being shorted, right? She's like, really? She's like, look. I hated that guy. She hated the manager. She hated him. And she was like, thank you so much. Everybody got fired. The supervisor got fired, the big dummy, the general manager, the manager got fired. Everybody got fired. And they offered me a job at to manage TGI Fridays.
Oh, nice.
At TGI Fridays.
Good. Yeah. All right.
Well played. I like, just take the big bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
They're going to take everything. That may have happened at two different places that I work.
Uh-oh.
It may have. That is what I've heard. I know that
the grapevine, we know.
One time it was at Gigi's. Apparently someone had left the safe open.
Oops.
In a manager's office. Somebody lifted some cash. And the other time was at a... it would have been more like Hudson News, not even a bookstore, but mostly like magazines and stuff for people to travel. And something happened where somebody left the safe open.
Man, oh man.
What a bummer.
What did you trouble follow me, man?
What did you maybe borrow without permission? 206-803 Rock.
How much money was lifted from those things? Have you heard?
Well, I heard from Chi-Chi's it was $1,000.
Gotcha.
Because apparently the stack of 20s, there's 50 in the stack. So if you steal like the typical stack of cash,
sure.
If it's ones, it's $50. If it's 20s, it's $1,000.
Gotcha.
And then the Hudson News place that wasn't Hudson News is right around $400.
Right.
That's what I was told.
Drop of the bucket.
I don't know, I'm sipping my tea.
Yeah.
Hello, John.
You want me to come out there and kind of log on? Okay.
Hello, how are you?
Hola.
Hola, John.
Hola, John. You have to live with that?
Yeah.
It's
actually Fester.
Fester?
Fester.
All right, Fester, go ahead.
Don't you tell me.
All right, so one summer, I was at a fly-in show, and all World War II planes and biplanes and Piper Cubs and just, you know, all kinds of old planes and stuff like that. A bunch of old Fargies and stuff. And they had a beer truck. Well, they were selling solo cups and beer cups for, I don't know, $5 a cup, and you could get as much as you drink, as much as you wanted to. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, as the night progressed, the younger crowd wanted to go to the lake and go skinny dipping. And they're like, well, we need beer and burgers. And I said, they said, well, you're the only one sober. And I'm like, okay. Drive the beer truck down to the lake and go get some hamburgers and sell beer down by the lake. I'm like, okay. So back in the day, back in the day, all you had to do was take the credit card into the restaurant, and they did a machine where they slid it over the top of it and slid it over the back of it, and that was good. You just signed it, and it was good. So I bought a big old sack of hamburgers, took the beer truck down the lake.
Oh, no, hold on. Bedroom colors, here are the 7 words. That thing just fired. Sorry, you didn't say anything bad.
I was like, what the heck?
So I went down to the lake. Sold beer cups until I ran out, and then I recycled them and sold them again. And I brought the beer truck back to the flying show, put the keys where they were supposed to go, and everything was fine. I thought everything was fine. I had all the money, and I got up the next morning, went to the flying show, and they said, oh, somebody sold the beer truck. All the beer is gone. Oh, my God, we're out of money. We're out of money. I said, here you go. Here's the money. They said, that's double what we made. I said, yeah, but I sold your beer truck. They said, that's okay. We're okay with that.
Oh, wow.
Hey, okay. I don't know why you would fess up to it. Yeah, I did it, man.
Yeah, it was me.
Here's the money.
Ready on that button, Miles?
I was. Your guess is as good as mine. Coming up the categories, the most obese states in America and the greatest Mariners of all times. And we got your emails coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.